This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Watch the greenbacks tumble.
Yeah. Everyone all set, cocked, locked. Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USA Prepares. We're delighted you're with us. Broadcasting 2 hours from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. Monday through Friday. If you'd like to call us, 866-582-9933. 866-582-9933. We'll pay for the call. And the telephone listen lines are working. Yeah, they are. 605-477-3249. 605-477-3249. Live? From Australia, Gwyneth Isaacs. Welcome, Gwyneth.
Hello, Vincent. How are you this morning?
I am actually really frosted. Mrs. Finelli's on the phone, and she's talking with the office manager of the doctor's office that fired me. And the reasons that they say that I got fired are just ridiculous, and they're lies. I am just so angry. I can't believe it. One is I had this nebulizer, and they said, well, I was washing it out with tap water. Okay. The doctor said, you know, you can't do that. I'm not sure exactly how you do wash it out, but she said, don't do that because Pseudomonas lives in some tap water. So they're saying that one of the reasons why I got fired is because of that. Now, can you imagine that? Can you imagine a doctor saying, you know what, I can't treat you because you washed out your breathing equipment with tap water? Now, okay, so what do you do? Do you take a piece of plastic and boil it for 20 minutes and destroy it? What are you supposed to do? You're supposed to steam it? She didn't give me any advice as to what I should do, but don't do that.
Mm-hmm.
Don't do that. So, you know, I use Nixol, which is something that's known to kill all bacteria in hospitals. Hospitals use it to kill everything, including MRSA. So I can't use that. I mean, really, I'm so furious. But anyway, we're going to take it all the way to the highest levels of the hospital corporation because I think it's
a bit over the top for the doctor to say that he's not treating you anymore.
Like
that. That's just OTT. One of the teenage kids around here would say.
Well, I talked to another doctor at the same hospital, and I said, so have you ever seen me do anything wrong? Have you ever seen me resist doing anything? Have I said anything? Have I been offensive? No. And so the answer is, she said, you know, I have patients who don't do exactly what they're told. She was not insinuating that I didn't follow directions. But she said that she has patients who don't do what they're told. And she said that if she fired every patient for not doing what they were told or recommended,
she wouldn't have any patients.
That's exactly what she said. That's exactly what she said. Now, some patients don't follow the doctor's orders because they can't afford it. So the doctor says, we'll put you on, you know, medication, and it's like $1,700 a month. They can't afford it. So what are they going to do? if they can't afford it and they can't get it for free, how are they going to take it? So does the doctor say, well, you know what? I recommended that you go broke and not eat and lose your house, default on your mortgage, not make your car payments, but I want you to take this stuff at $1,700 a month. And if you don't do it, well, that's why I fired you. I mean, so there are lots of reasons why patients don't do what the doctor said. Not in my case. My case, I did what the doctor said. And the doctor said another thing, that they wanted to do a cut open my chest and do a biopsy. And so I went to the surgeon that they recommended. I was referred to a surgeon. And the surgeon said, no, it's not necessary. I won't do it. I won't do it on you. Okay, well, that's great. I'm glad to know that you won't do it.
Good for him.
I wasn't too excited about it anyway.
Chest surgery is really, really dangerous.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
For them to crack open the rib cage and all that. Dangerous.
Yeah. Another reason why I was fired was because I didn't follow that recommendation either. But the surgeon said he wouldn't do it. Now, there are only two witnesses, or my wife was there and I was there. So there's only two of us saying that's what he said. But, I mean, these guys are scrambling, trying to find reasons why I was fired. Unbelievable. And here's the interesting thing. Because I was fired by one doctor in a practice at a hospital, no doctor will touch me in that practice. You know, there are multiple doctors. They won't touch me. They won't, because one doctor said, I'm not complying with what they recommended. Unbelievable.
Wow.
Yeah. So, what do you do? I mean,
they've got the little doctor club.
Yes. Do you placate these guys? And I mean, do you play nice and let them run roughshod over you? Or do you come out swinging and say, listen, you guys, what you're doing, it's lying. You're not going to be able to lie and put on my permanent record that I'm not compliant when I am. I'm not going to stand for it. Then what happens is nobody will touch you. No doctor anywhere. Oh, this guy's out of control. He causes all kinds of problems. And actually, it's not me causing the problems. It's them. And that's the that's what makes me so angry about the system. And it's not just doctors. It's not. Firefox not responding. Okay, but there was a story about this guy. And he went picking mushrooms. And this is a similar kind of thing. So this guy, here it is. Okay, it's ZeroHedge.com. Headline, Big Brother, police raid home of man who posted pictures of his mushroom dinner on Facebook. So this guy named John Garrison posted a public photo on Facebook showing morel mushrooms he gathered while foraging with his girlfriend Hope Deary and wrote his plans to saute them with brown sugar and cinnamon and see how it turns out. Okay, so he posts that on Facebook. Now, I'm not sure that was such a good idea. Why would you do that? I mean, the cops are trolling Facebook. So what happens? Cop shows up at his door.
Okay. Oh, man.
Comes in.
Something for everybody in the class out there. Morels are totally edible. They're totally non-hallucinogenic. Okay? They're a gourmet mushroom. They're
right.
An ordinary mushroom. They're a gourmet mushroom. They grow in various locations, and they're totally yummy and totally non-toxic. Okay?
Yeah.
So
and
he's
so this
eating
guy,
a plate of gourmet mushrooms.
That's what he did. He did. So the cop shows up at his house and comes inside. Now, why this guy let the cop in is beyond me. He should have said no. But the cop came in and looked through his trash. He's looking for that evidence for the biggest bust of his career. Okay, he thinks he has hit the gold mine of Peeping Toms. He thinks he won. He won the lottery for the Blue Plague Peeping Tom Award. And so another cop shows up and says, hey, these are morel mushrooms. these are absolutely, positively legal, no problem. Like, what are you thinking?
So that's gourmet mushrooms.
Gourmet mushrooms. That's the kind of stuff that happens. And so had this other cop who had a little more smarts, who knew that these were gourmet mushrooms. Now, and these cops have smartphones, right? They can look up. I'm sure. Well, you know what the problem was? He probably couldn't have held his gun and used two hands on his smartphone to look up morel mushrooms. As when I would leave the house, the farmhouse, when my mom was alive, I'd say, "Mom, you know, right? Yep, I know. Don't let the cops in." And she would, at 94, I would just say, "Okay, Mom, remember, right? Yep, I remember, Vinny. Don't let the cops in." And I meant it. I meant don't let the cops in. I said, "Mom, even if they say I was involved in an accident and they got to come in and talk to you, don't let them in. Do not let the cops in." And this poor guy, I mean, he was invaded by a trolling cop. Now, what are the cops doing looking through Facebook? Don't they have something maybe more important to do, like, help people along the way, help people who are involved in traffic accidents, maybe use first aid for people who are hurt, maybe help that senior citizen change her tire when she's stranded along the road, kind of things they used to do, you know, before they started trolling on Facebook looking for that next big raise. I got to tell you,
I think I'm going to get T-shirts made up saying, "Mr. Policeman, why don't you go and arrest a pedophile?"
Yeah.
That's the truth of it.
Yeah. Well, half of Congress would be in the hoosegow.
Because now and again they'll arrest a token one just to say, "Look, see, we did it. But, you know, they all along, and then they get them out, and then they put them back in the community next to the local primary school, next to the local grade school or whatever. And then, you know, they say, "Oh, it's okay, we're monitoring them."
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Monitoring them. Yeah, like they monitor.
Like they
monitor the water, like they monitor the air, like they.
Absolutely disgusting.
It is. It is. Well, I just wanted to, my computer's hung. Windows by Microchef. I'm looking forward to rebooting the computer during this commercial break, and I can probably read you the rest of the story. We'll be right back.
My name is Tiara, and I was suffering from hormonal imbalances since my early 20s. I never had a normal cycle and was at my wit's end trying to figure out how I could normalize my cycles. I heard about One World Way and was convinced that I had to give it a try. I started drinking the protein and noticed a change in my overall well-being with the first drink. I could not believe it. I finally felt normal again and finally had the energy to work out and hired a personal trainer. I drastically improved my diet and began an exercise regimen. I would drink the One World Way pre- and post-workout and noticed I was toning up. I recently competed in my first powerlifting competition and placed third. I've really come a long way, and I'm grateful to Stephen Hewer of Synergistic Nutrition and everyone that supports us on our journey to health and wellness.
One World Whey is the real deal when it comes to whey protein. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Were you born before the year 1956? If so, did you know you could be collecting between $575 and $2,200 in tax-free income right now? All thanks to the FHA. Or what about this? Did you know 54 U.S. congressmen have used a special tax-free account to earn up to 35 times more on their money? It's true, and you can do it too. These are just two of the secrets revealed inside a stunning new book from the Palm Beach Research Group and Ted Benna, the man behind the 401k. You'll discover the 18 best cash cows that can help you earn up to an extra $6,800 a month. Just go to 501kbook.com right now. If you're at or near retirement, this book is a must read. You can get your own free copy. Shipping and handling charges apply. Just go to 501kbook.com right now while there are still copies left. That's 501kbook.com. 501kbook.com. Just go to 501kbook.com right now.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So we're talking about these overbearing guys wearing guns and demanding to come into your home. So this man just put on Facebook that he was going to saute some morel mushrooms. And here's what he said. This is John Garrison. He said, "We just had finished eating the morels and found out today, and heard a knock on the door. A police officer and RA, I'm not sure what an RA is, were standing outside. We let them in, and as soon as the police officer walked in, he asked why we were eating mushrooms and posting about it online. He thought that this was the biggest bust of his career." And the computer screen keeps jumping around with all these pop-up ads. That's another thing we got to stop. "He thought we were eating, thought we were having a magic mushroom party. I explained to him that they're morels, a native choice edible mushroom similar to truffles. He wasn't convinced. So he rummaged through the trash to find a piece of a morel so that he would have evidence that we weren't taking psychedelic mushrooms. I showed him, and he still wasn't convinced they weren't magic mushrooms, which was shocking because morels look like nothing like psychedelic mushrooms. And so that's what happened. A second police officer showed up, and I showed her the morel, and she immediately knew what it was. And so they then processed the IDs and eventually left. So here we have a blue troll who trolls Facebook looking for a big bust and then knocks on this guy's door, comes in, goes through his trash, then demands identification. This is over the top, out of control. This officer should be fired. Right now, fired. For breaching the public trust. Guy comes in with a gun, probably a taser, probably a baton, handcuffs, probably pepper spray, and then if he wants more, goes out to his car and gets the shotgun, the AR-15, the flashbang grenades, right? All that kind of stuff. That's what these guys have. So, guy comes to your door and then demands ID. What are you supposed to do? I mean, you can resist and probably get beaten. Now, in Missouri, the corrupt state where I live, it is against the law to resist an illegal arrest.
Wow.
So the cop says, okay, we're going to arrest you. You go, what are you doing? Whoa, 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 whoa. That's against the law. Now you got another charge against you for resisting an illegal arrest.
That's just disgusting. It really, really is.
Yeah. So where are we going to go? I mean, where are we going to go where people are nice? It's getting harder and harder to find nice people. Especially people who work for the government. The government is a bunch of data collectors and enforcers. That's what they do. They collect data about you, and then they enforce rules. Whose rules? Their rules. And we pay them to do it. And I was thinking about, okay, so who's in charge? So let's say there's a king in charge. You know, let's say there's a country with a king. So the little people, the villagers, give up some of what they have earned and saved and collected and worked for, and they pass it up the line to the king, who tells them what to do. That's really what happens. And then the king tells other people what to do. It's like, you know what, there's a village over there, and they've got some stuff that we want. So let's go beat them up. So they tell their army to go beat up the next village. Now, hopefully, that the king will say when they are attacked, meaning the king's villages are attacked, the king will say, okay, let's defend our villages. But the king could say, you know what, I'll tell you what. We've got five villages. Let's give them village number three. They can have it. I mean, that's the kind of stuff that can happen. And we pay these guys to let them run roughshod over us.
Militarily does happen all the time. And, I don't really have anything to reflect, but I'd love to talk about the military working with the police here in Australia.
There we go. Okay. First-hand information. The cops and the military, hand-in-hand in Australia. We're going to learn about it when we come back.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my Sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, $1,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests.
Wherever you are, I will find you.
Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, for the 6th Annual Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, June 1st through the 4th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure filled with exciting explorations into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact. This amazing weekend offers more than 50 lectures, 40 workshops, 8 exciting panels, and special events. Contact in the Desert features leading experts, including me, George Norrie, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton-Howe, Michael Tellinger, Eric Von Doniken, Corey Good, Doc Wallach, and many more important researchers and scientists in the field. With a breaking New York Times story, disclosure of the Pentagon's mysterious UFO program, Contact in the Desert is the place to go to see the inside track. Join us at contactinthedesert.com or call 760-660-8484. That's contactinthedesert.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
What? Today, God, you're
take my when you go to the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Yep. This here fuming. At how the system is so oppressive, how we the villagers are being stomped on by the big bad machine. And I'm not kidding. Gwyneth, what's happening in Australia with the cops and the military?
Okay. Now, this is my source for this information, okay, is the Herald Sun newspaper, which is one of two major daily newspapers in the city of Melbourne in Victoria. So it's But it's not like that I'm getting this information from any ooky spooky secret source. I'm getting it from Rupert Murdoch's rag in Melbourne. And he said that the police and the, or rather his newspaper, the Herald Sun, last Thursday the 15th of May, okay, said that the police and the military in Victoria would in the future increasingly collaborate to quote-unquote combat terrorism. Now, do you know something? There's been, every time they have a guy that they know is going batso, is decided to join the what we privately here call the Allah Akbar Brigade. Our police stand down. They won't touch him. They absolutely will not touch him. For example, just recently, I think it was last weekend, although it could have been a bit earlier, once again, reported in the Herald Sun newspaper, it was either last Thursday or last Monday, reported, I think it was last Thursday, just a few days ago, there was a group of people and they rented a $1 million mansion on Airbnb, okay? And apparently one or two people rented it and they once they'd secured the premises for the night, they let 100 of their best friends in. And they trashed the place, and they absolutely destroyed it. And the police would not step in, absolutely stood down and let these people destroy this absolutely amazing property. And you know why they did it? They did it because the people, their reason was that, that they... people who had rented the property had rented it according to the law, and it was their property. So, because they had rented it, and the hundred or so people had come onto the property and were destroying it, had been invited on, and so it was, quote unquote, none of our business. That was actually in the newspaper. And this has been a thing that has been repeatedly happening in Melbourne. And yet, if you post a picture of you enjoying a gourmet mushroom dinner, that's apparently their business. That is, if you post a mean tweet, that is apparently their business. Oh, and by the way, would the fact that these people who absolutely trashed this $1 million property in Melbourne, would that have anything to do with the fact that they were Africans, that the police stood down, and that they were Muslims, that the police stood down? Because, it just seems that some people in our community have a very special Teflon coating and the rest of us get hammered and it's not good enough. You know, I can't safely drive to the shops to go and get groceries. I've actually had cars that I've been, that I've been in the past. It hasn't happened recently. But, I forgot to put my phone into airplane mode and the cops pull us over. For what reason? No reason, But just because, that they had felt that it was their public duty to monitor me or whatever, It's just disgusting. And this is how bad things are getting here in Australia. And I would like to say shame on you, Victoria Police. Absolutely shame on you for saying that you are going to cooperate with the military. For one thing, according to the Australian Constitution, it's unconstitutional for states to raise a military force. And for another thing, the police around here are really not police anymore. They are subcontractors with an organisation by the name of Serco, that's S-E-R-C-O, which is one of the biggest military black ops contractors on the earth. And it's the great rival of G4S that has come under so much heat lately for their paramilitary exercises, you know, in basically ordinary suburban areas. And it's just disgusting. Words just about fail me, Vincent. But, you know, somebody's got to stand on the rooftop and say, this is not good enough anymore, and I'm doing it. It's not good enough for these paramilitary contractors to be on the streets posing as police and thinking that everything's okay, that they can just be absolute total paramilitary thugs around us.
Paramilitary posing as police. And corporations,
yeah.
and corporations posing as government.
Yeah.
Big lies.
That's right. And just type in any search engine, S-E-R-C-O, and you'll come up with their webpage, and you'll see the wonderful things that they do all over the world with their paramilitary contracting. S-E-R-C-O.
Mm-hmm. Okay. S-E-R-C-O, S-E-R-C-O, Inc., pulls together the right people, technologies, processes, expertise to deliver. Serco has installed over 2 million feet of cable on U.S. Navy, and it goes, they make it seem like these guys are really nice.
But you go down in the Google search results, and you see the other things that Serco is into, of their involvement in black operations all over the world. You know, and I'll probably have black helicopters buffing my house tomorrow. Just watch.
Yep.
It's
Serco,
amazing, isn't it?
A leading provider of public services, working in defense, transport, justice, immigration, healthcare, citizen services across the United Kingdom, Europe, Asia, Pacific, North America, and the Middle East.
The Middle East.
Yep.
Providing defense services in the Middle East. Hello.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yep.
There we go.
And,
just read between the lines, mate. Just do some research into what this company is like. And they're bad. And they got their finger in every pie.
So you mentioned that this group rented this house, and they figured that they, or the police said, well, they were the tenant. Well, I rented a civic center in Lebanon, Missouri, and I was the tenant, and the police decided they were going to show up. And I said, well, you guys can't be here. You know, at 6 o'clock tonight, we're consecrating the ground as sacred Native American ground. You can be here, but not in uniform and not on duty. Well, they took offense to that, and they said, we're the police. We can do whatever we want. And so they made our life miserable. So there you have the opposite side, okay? So the police get involved when they feel like it, and they have excuses when they don't feel like it. That's both sides of the coin. And that's what they do. And people don't go up against the cops because the cops have guns. And why else don't they go against the cops? Because the cops have cop friends. And when they show up, it's not like one. You won't see one cop. Uh-uh. No. No. Because they're not strong enough with one against many. They bring a band of cops with them. Two or more, in the United States, watch a cop pull over somebody. There's one car, then all of a sudden there's another car, and just like that story I read about this morning, okay, with the mushrooms, the morel mushrooms. One cop shows up, that's not good enough. Hey, we've got mushrooms. This guy's having morel mushrooms. Two cops show up. Really? Two cops show up because one cop is trolling Facebook and finds someone who's proud of a dinner he's cooking, a morel mushrooms, and the cop's not smart enough to say, I spelled morel. Let me type that in before I go and destroy this guy's day. Let me go in and open a new tab on a search engine, type in morel mushrooms and see if they look like this. That's too much work, right? No. This guy is ready to bust this guy for no reason whatsoever. Now, I think that the man who was invaded by the police should sue.
Oh, absolutely.
Absolutely sue that Blue Plague organization. Because they had no reason to do that. But this is what they do. The people who work for these corporations that pose as government like interrupting your life. So what I've decided, a couple days ago, I said to the family, okay, we've got to keep the gate locked. You know, the gate. We have barbed wire around our farm. Okay? Around the perimeter. It was here when we bought the farm. And we just maintain it. It's not like we put it up. It's to keep the cows in. It's barbed wire. And that's traditionally what's used in our neck of the woods. All over Missouri. Barbed wire is the fence material of choice. Well, we've got it around the perimeter. We've got fencing and cross fencing. We've got paddocks that are fenced in. But there's one way in and one way out. And I think that we need to keep the gate closed to keep the undesirables out.
We need to keep the gate locked.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And we've had a family meeting. Now it's a pain in the neck for everybody. Everybody. Because of them. The plague.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
The new frontier in human nutrition will be the exploration of how foods and herbs epigenetically affect our cells. Epigenetics is the study of how the DNA of the cell can be signaled to function in a whole new manner. It is already known that certain herbs change cells for the better via the epigenetic signaling system. This means that with proper signaling, you can feel younger, stronger, and even live much longer. The quality of the whey used in One World Whey is of a caliber that we believe is positively affecting the cells of your body via that epigenetic signaling system. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
If you or anyone you love has been diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, your diagnosis may be the result of job-related exposure to asbestos, and you may be entitled to compensation. Call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. Law firms have successfully recovered over $2.7 billion for their clients in all 50 states. If you or a family member were diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, visit 800-400-LUNG.com or call 800-400-LUNG. That's 800-400-LUNG.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Let's talk a little bit about what they do to protect themselves. So, class, if you look at any court building, any municipal building, you'll find that if a person had the desire to drive a car into the building, that person can't because they've put flower pots, these great big multi-thousand-pound flower pots, or these stoops, or these cylindrical concrete devices so that you can't attack them. That would be court buildings. Same thing is true for police stations. Same thing is true. They've got cameras all around to make sure that they keep themselves safe from maybe the angry people who have had it with their oppression. Okay? Just look around. Now, here's something else they do, and I think this is a good thing. I saw a sign for the very first time in Missouri. Mrs. Finelli and I were in the truck, and we were on Highway 5. Highway 5 is not really a highway. It's just a road. It's two lanes, one lane coming, one lane going. And it's paved, and they're going to do some work on it. I'm not sure what kind of work they're going to do, but they had a sign up that said, work zone. You know, that orange sign. And then it said, no phone zone. No phone zone. Work zone. No phone zone because there are workmen and workwomen working there. And we don't want to hit them. I think that's great. Distracted driving is one of my pet peeves. I don't like it when people aren't paying attention. My son and his girlfriend were following us to Sam's Club in Springfield, Missouri. And I wanted to stop and pick up a few things. And we met in Springfield. His girlfriend was getting out of school. And we said, hey, why don't we all get together? We'll go to Sam's Club. And so we met there. And my son was following us. And he and his girlfriend were in her car. And Mrs. Finelli and I were in the truck. And he was following us. Next thing I know, he's not there. He's gone. We waited at Sam's Club, and he wasn't there. And so he finally showed up, and he said, yeah, some guy crashed into the back of his girlfriend's vehicle, while they were at a traffic light. They were behind traffic.
Oh, my gosh.
So, you know, light turns red. They stop. You know, the cars in front of them stop. They stop. Everybody stops. And then somebody rams into the back of them and takes off. And takes off. Leaves the scene of the accident. So my son and his girlfriend were stopped. It's not like they were moving. They were stopped. And they had been stopped. So some person not paying attention crashed in the back of them and took off. It's not the first time. We have four vehicles that have been crashed into while we're stopped. Both of our boys, guy crashed into the back while they were at a traffic light. How does that happen? How does it happen where you are stopped, the cars in front of you stopped, everybody stopped? It's not like, our boys, for some reason, slammed on their brakes and the guy behind ran into them. No. They were stopped at a traffic light along with everybody else in front of them. They just happened to be, in front of the guy who crashed into them. How does that happen? The only thing I can think of is distracted driving. Fiddling with the radio, talking on the cell phone. I don't know what other kind of... Putting your makeup on, reading the newspaper, reading a book. I don't know what these people are doing besides driving. But it's unacceptable. And I said to our son, one of our sons, I said, he's driving a Dodge Ram pickup truck, and it's white, 1999. It's a big truck. It's a three-quarter ton truck. And some guy rams into the back of him. How can you miss it? It's not like it blended in with the road. It's white. So I said to him, after he told me about it, I said, are you okay? He said, yeah. I said, is the other guy okay? He said, yeah. I said, did you beat him up? And I wasn't kidding. I thought my son would go over to him and say, you okay? The guy would say, yeah, I'm okay. And then I thought my son would take him out right then and there for being stupid and not paying attention. Our other son parked at stopped at a traffic light. Guy crashed into him with a pickup truck and takes off. This is the new MO in Missouri. Yeah. Yeah, hit and run. We'll be right back.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old, and for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.